Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, man, that's about the level of my athleticism. I had to leave the studio for 60 seconds, and I promised I'd be back, and I think I was barely back, Sue. I think that's what we determined.
Oh, right? Yeah, barely.
I'm out of breath, too. Paul Hall is here from Common Guy Films. We're going to talk some movies and streaming. How are you this afternoon? Happy Friday to you.
I'm wonderful, Mark. I just keep saying semi-quincentennial and thinking I'm actually going to be able to spell it one of these days.
I know. I tend to not try to say the word because I'm afraid I'm going to mess it up. But, yeah, we're getting closer to all of that. So what do you got for us this weekend? What's in the theaters?
I have The Power, Mark, by the power of Grayskull.
Yeah, this is a Masters of the Universe thing, I'm guessing, right?
It is.
Okay, so that's kind of my response. Like, I don't get this stuff. Maybe we are not in the demographic.
That's probably true.
Okay, but explain what we're going to have here with Masters of the Universe.
I did not expect to like this, care about it, or any of the above. And you know what, Mark? It was one of the more fun times I had at the movies in recent past, shall we say.
Really?
We bring all these characters in. And the nice thing about it is, they don't take themselves too seriously throughout. There's a lot of humor underneath the action. And the action, I would dare say, is as good, if not better, than any of the Star Wars stuff when it comes to actually having action on screen. You've got Nicholas Galitzine as Adam, who, of course, becomes He-Man later on. Jared Leto's Skeletor. Idris Elba plays Duncan in this. So you've got big names throughout, including also Allison Brie, Charlotte Riley. The list goes on. And you wonder, why did, you know, see an Idris Elba get involved with this type of film? And it's because it's fun. It just seems like a good time. Now, I never watched He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I have to admit, it was not in my wheelhouse of, I guess, cartoon shows back in the day. But yet, I knew enough about it to know what was going on, to know some of the characters. And it's a movie that has scenes all the way through to the end of the credits, which most people had left for and you didn't get a chance to see. But I'll tell you, if I dare say it, it is one of the more fun times you'll have at the movies this year for Masters of the Universe.
Huh, I'll be darned. And do you have to be like a Masters fan? I know you said you weren't the hugest,
see,
but
I mean, really know
am
anything
I going to like it? Or
right.
I don't
question.
Know.
You know, it's for a certain group of people. I'm not going to recommend, if you've never seen any of them, Sue, you go out and see it, because you're probably going to walk away going, I don't know what I just saw, and
okay.
I don't really care.
That's fair.
But for those that kind of even have a rudimentary knowledge of that whole time period and this type of series, it's, you know, the setup for future movies in the series. And if there's fun as this. Now, granted, I'm not saying this is a perfect movie or a great movie, like it's going to be on my year-end top 10 or anything, but it's fun, and that's what the summer movie season is supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
When do we get Toy Story 5? Is that next week or 2 weeks?
Sorry.
2 weeks,
yeah, last week I was right. I misspoke. It is 2 weeks, so it's the 19th on that. Next week is Disclosure Day, is the big one that's kind of coming down the pike, and yeah, they're all UFOs all week.
Look, that's the Steven Spielberg movie. I think there's a lot of anticipation for that. I'm hoping for good things there. I mean, look, I'd like a good old-fashioned adult movie that maybe all of us, family movie, yeah, maybe, that all of us can enjoy, so we're going to hold out hope for that. I did not have time last night, mainly because the Stanley Cup playoff game between the Golden Knights and the Hurricanes, I got to be careful, I've been calling the Panthers, was so compelling and exciting last night. Goes into overtime. I was going to press go on the finale of Your Friends and Neighbors, but I wanted a time where I could watch the whole thing. But that came out. Look, I think it's a strong season. The penultimate episode last week was really, really good. James Marsden became an awesome addition to the cast. I mean, I've said this before, sophomore years for shows are really hard. I thought this was one of the best shows of all of last year, and I think it had a really, really good second season as well. I'm looking forward to seeing the finale.
And season 3 is on the way, probably going to be out around the same time next year. They're bringing in, it sounds like the rumors that are out there say Joshua Jackson and Michelle Monaghan are going to join the cast next year. So we got to obviously get some new characters, new blood every year.
All right. Anything else? I know what I wanted to ask you about, because I think this is out this weekend. I'm very interested in Cape Fear. Have you seen it yet?
I have got through the bulk of it to this point of the series. You got first 2 episodes dropped today on Apple TV Plus. Amy Adams, Javier Bardem, Patrick Wilson take on the roles that you know if you've seen the future or the past movies. I mean, the 1960s movie or the more recent one with De Niro in the role of the madman that is Max Cady.
What, by Here's the way, that Bardem. That the De Niro movie, that was still a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it was early 90s. I
yeah,
think
right, exactly.
Yeah.
If wow. If I can remember right, and in fact, there is somebody from that
91.
Cast.
Yeah.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
That I hopefully I'm not giving too much away, but there's somebody from that cast that will show up in this TV season, shall we say, and I was kind of like, whoa, hey, I was happy to see that.
Well, you know, that you probably know this, but Gregory Peck and Robert Mitchum had cameos in the one from 1991, so I think they're keeping with the history there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and it should be, and they keep a lot of what's there, but they modernize it to today. Adams, you're dealing with great actors in the roles, from Amy Adams to Javier Bardem and Patrick Wilson and everybody else on the supporting roles here make this good. Plus, Scorsese and Spielberg are involved with creating this. I mean, talk about talent everywhere. You got good people behind this, and at least from what I've seen so far, which is probably 3/4 of the series, that'll be coming out every week on Apple TV Plus, it's worth checking out.
All right, so when I've been popping onto Netflix recently, I've seen, you know, one of the first shows that comes up as a recommendation is Michael Jackson, The Verdict. What is that?
This is a flip side of everything you've seen. You know, obviously we've been Michael Jackson, quote unquote, love in theaters with his movie and all the easy side of Michael, the music side. This is the trial and the verdict, and it takes you kind of behind the scenes. It's really not doing well when it comes to what people are thinking of it on the socials. shall we say. But it's an interesting part because everybody wants to talk about, you know, in the last couple of weeks, the love. This is that dark side. This is the pedophilia trial. This is whether he gets off or not. We obviously we know that answer. And this is kind of all that surrounding. And I think they lay out a pretty decent case for both sides that you can kind of make your own mind up.
Oh.
I think some people really don't like the fact that everything came down the way it did.
Well, look,
I think some of these reviews I would take with a grain of salt.
I'm of the strong opinion that these people that were featured in, you know, the original documentary and the kids that sued have no credibility whatsoever. So I think there's a lot of question marks, and I might go into that one with a lot of hesitancy. I walked into my house yesterday. We were taking care of one of Alexa's friends was over, and her little sister was there, and Hoppers was on in my living room. And I said, I kind of wanted to look away because I know it's on Disney Plus right now, but I never saw that one in theaters. Was Hoppers any good?
Good question.
Lizard. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm in the meme mode. Yeah, no. It's a fun movie. Is it up to the standard of some of the others? I don't think it's quite there. But that doesn't mean you're not going to have a good time. Hopper's enjoyable, and on Disney Plus, the perfect place for it to come home and for you to take a look.
All right, I might watch that one just because I like a good Disney movie every once in a while.
Fair enough.
I'm trying to see if there's anything else. I think you talked about Scary Movie last week, didn't you? Is that opening this weekend?
No, that opens this weekend. I didn't go see it. You can if you want to. I toyed with going to see it earlier today, and my daughter thought it was going to be all young kids seeing it. And I'm like, you know, all these people that saw a Scary Movie the first time are my age now. I mean, when it first started on the scene, you know, it's hard to explain to some people that it started as a Scream parody when the original Scream came
down.
That's right.
Line. Sure. Oh, yeah. Of course.
This was that. That's out this weekend. But there's a new Netflix movie with J-Lo. J-Lo straight to Netflix with Brett Goldstein in a new movie called Office Romance, and it's definitely not suitable for work. It's adult in every way, and quite frankly, it's not bad. I found myself laughing more than I thought I would and enjoying Goldstein as the kind of British lawyer / love interest for J-Lo throughout this one. That's over on Netflix for free right now.
J-Lo is one of the Hollywood elites that has a trans child. I even saw this featured in a story today. Charlize Theron, Cynthia Nixon, big shocker there. De Niro, J-Lo, Mark Anthony. I guess their child has been deadnamed from Emmy to Oscar. I mean, you just lose me on this stuff. I'm sorry. Even if you're good in a movie. I think it's just really subjecting these kids. I mean, I see her on the red carpet with this kid, and it just looks like child abuse. Anyway, tell folks where they can find your reviews, Paul, as I end this whole segment on a very positive note and try to get political. Go ahead.
There's a simple way to go. You go up to commonguy.com. You can sign that. And I just put out some puzzle books for people to go ahead and buy over on Amazon. You can take a look at those, Sudokus, number puzzles, all that good stuff. It's my other life.
So oh, nice.
Feel free to
good
take a
for
look.
You.
Order one for yourself or maybe a graduating senior or Father's Day or any
Father's
of those
Day's coming
things.
Up. That's right.
Great.
And we'll talk next Friday. Thank you, Paul.
Click it.
Cusimano's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.